So in our vernacular today, we often say, I promise, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I swear I'm going to do this. So the question is, are you allowed to promise in general? And specifically, because we're doing Hilchos Shabbos, what about on Shabbos? Is there a violation to say, I promise, for unique to Shabbos? So for a background a little bit, we have to talk about Nedarim for a minute or two. In general, are you allowed to make Nedarim? And there's a great sefer called Kol Nidre by a Rabbi Yitzchak Elio Shtasman, who has a whole compendium on Nedarim. So some of these Maror Makomos are from that sefer. He says, in general, everyone knows the Gemara, famous Gemara Nedarim, based on a pasuk in Koheles, says Tova Shavu Sidar Mishatidar Vishalim, that it's better not to make any promises. That's much better than making a promise and keeping a promise. So in other words, promises by definition are not good things to do. You should not make promises in general. However, people have come up with this great Eitzah. What do you say? It's kind of like the Shabbos Nishkaret, but let me make you a business deal. So you kind of say, you know, Nedar, I'm not making a Neder because Bli Neder. I promise I'll do you something, Bli Neder. So you just say Bli Neder, you think you get off scot-free. So he brings from Reshevet HaLevi in Chelek Yod Kuf Nun Vav, and you quote Reshevet HaLevi, he also quotes from Abel Yashiv, that this Bli Neder business doesn't really work so well. That it only maybe prevents you from maybe violating the real Isra of Nedarim, but you're still obligated to keep your word. When you say, I'm going to do something, oh, Bli Neder, you're still obligated, Min Halacha, to keep your, you know, you still have a Hischaivus, an obligation to keep your promise. The Tshuvas Ranogah says, if you don't keep your promise, you violate Midvar Shechir Terechach, because you said you're going to do X. So you say, it's a Bli Neder. Okay, so I'm now not making a Neder, but I'm still obligated to do what I promised. So that's the background a little bit about Nedarim. Now the question is there any is there ever a situation where I am allowed to make a Neder? So Mr. Shtasman brings a couple of cases, and he quotes from a Beis Yitzchak, who says that, look, there are times that you're allowed to make a Neder. A Neder is useful in certain court cases. For sure, you know, a witness which needs to testify often needs to make a shvua or a Neder. But he says even in a common business case, there's no problem with promising to your friend, I'm going to give you the money. You make a deal and you say, I promise you, I've got the money, you know, in my bank account that I can make this deal. Or I promise you that I'm going to get back to you on Tuesday. If that makes the other person believe your word, he says from the Beis Yitzchak, that's not a violation of just making Nedarim for no reason in general. I'm not talking about Shabbos yet. So therefore, you see, there are some situations where a promise would be acceptable from Hilchos Nedarim. So I don't want you to think we're going into our Shabbos question and saying, well, all Nedarim are usher to begin with. Mostly Nedarim you shouldn't be making, but there are certain situations you want your friend to believe you or etc. that Nedarim would be fine. Okay, so what about Shabbos? So now it comes to Shabbos morning. So now are you allowed to make a Neder? Let's make it clean. It's not a business Neder. So, okay, you're going to run into other problems about doing business on Shabbos. Let's assume it's a promise. I know, you tell your friend invites you for lunch, and he knows you're notoriously late. You say, I promise. This is why your friend invites you over. You say, I promise you Shabbos morning by davening, I'll come over, but I'll be there by 1 o'clock. So let's assume that Neder is fine. This way it will increase achva v'chedva v'reyus between your friend. That's why your friend invites you over, because you promise him you'll be there on time. So mitzad Nedarim, the promise is fine. But what about Hilchos Shabbos? Is there any problem with making such a Neder on Shabbos? So shita number one is the Shoal Meshiv. The Shoal Meshiv is a long tshuva in the Chelek Vav Simen Chaf Aleph, in which he says, the burden is on you to tell me what the problem is. Why shouldn't Nedarim be usher on Shabbos? What are you going to tell me? And he goes through. He says, what are you going to tell me? That there's any Kedusha that you're infusing in anything? No. There's no Kedusha. I just tell you, I'm going to come to your house at 1 o'clock. So I promise you that. I'm not making you into an usher item. I'm just promising that I'm going to do something. So he says, there's no problem with making Kedusha. He says, the Gemara says you're not going to be makdish something because maybe you're going to come to do mekach memkar. You're going to come to do business. He says, that's not really a consideration by you just saying the words, I promise. Who says that's going to lead to business? That's just making up new chumras, which he says there's no basis for such a concept. He says, well, what if maybe you're going to think, well, if I promise, I'm going to come to write down. Sometimes we have some aspects of Hilchos Shabbos, you're not going to do din or now do other things because maybe you're going to come to write down a psak. This is, again, making up gzeiros. There's no such source that writing, that there's a fear to make a promise, maybe you're going to come to write. And he says, I'll give you even another proof. The Mishnah in the Nedarim says, has a case about a husband undoing his wife's neder. Now, what's the rule of a husband undoing his wife's neder? It has to be the day that he hears. And the case of the Mishnah, not talking about our application, but the case of the Mishnah is, if a woman makes a neder Friday night, the husband has until Matzei Shabbos to be made for it. So why does the Mishnah give that example? He says, you see clearly that nedarim were made on Shabbos without a problem. You're going to tell me maybe that woman is a bad woman, so she's doing a bad thing. He says, how do you know that? You see clearly the Mishnah chose a case of making the nedarim on Shabbos. Says the Shalom Eishev, no problem to make a neder on Shabbos, assuming it has to do with Shabbos. Maybe there's other issues. Let's make it clean. It's that you're going to your friend's house for Shabbos. You promise Shabbos morning, I'll be there at 1 o'clock. Says the Shalom Eishev, not a problem. And the proof to this is, as the introduction was, is, well, what about Shabbos by the Aliyahs? What do you do by the Aliyahs? You say, I promise I'm going to give 5 talesim, I'm going to give $500,000, whatever you promise, you know, that you get the shlishi. So that's making a neder. So all the posts can talk about, well, what about like promising money on Shabbos? But no one talks about, hello, you're making a neder on Shabbos. What about the actual neder itself? So they bring the Ritva and others have discussions about, well, what about the money aspect about it? Forget about the money aspect. You see, clearly no one is having an issue with making problems on Shabbos. Therefore, the Shalom Eishev seems to say it's permitted. Rav Menachem Zemba, which I also saw him say for Kol Nidre, he says that, well, one second. He says it depends what type of neder. Most nedarim you could undo. You go to your local rabbi, local chacham, he undoes the neder. If you have a problem with it, there's whole prakim and meseks nedarim. How you do that exactly with charata, with sheva, not relevant now. The point is you can undo your promise. So therefore, if I promise on Shabbos, it doesn't mean anything. You know why? You just go to the chacham and you'll undo your promise. But he says there are some nedarim which cannot be undone. For example, we did dafyom a few weeks ago. I had this example by tamura. You make a tamura, a certain type of carbon, you can't undo the tamura. Once you make a tamura, you can't ask a rabbi. It doesn't work to undo it. So he says, so only those type of nedarim would be a problem on Shabbos, which aren't really so relevant today. And because those nedarim, they can't be undone. So then if you're not undoing your neder, he quotes Yerushalmi that seems to say God didn't do anything, I guess, which had a status with his mouth on Shabbos, the mimer of Hashem. He quotes Yerushalmi, the pasuk says, Shabbos l'Hashem. Hashem rested with his mouth. So do we also rest with our mouth. We don't do anything which has a halachic significance which can't be undone on Shabbos. So Menachem Zemba seems to say, though, okay, look, some nedarim are mutter, some nedarim are usher. Final shita, the Birchas Yitzchak, I saw, he says, well, look, it depends. Why are you not allowed to undo nedarim on Shabbos? Can a chacham undo nedarim? So that, Shulchan Aruch says, unless it's very relevant for Shabbos right now, you can't undo it on Shabbos. So in other words, you made a promise, I'm not going to go to a Met game. You know, the Mets stink. I'm not going to the Met game ever again. You did this Tuesday afternoon. Now on Shabbos, everyone in your shul, what are they doing? They're talking during davening about the Mets, how great they are. Are they going to be great this year? So you say, okay, I want to be shul my neder. Can you be shul your neder? Can you go to a chacham to be matir your neder on Shabbos? There's nothing to do with Shabbos. Says the Gemara and other and Shulchan Aruch, you cannot. Why not? Two reasons. Reason number one is because it's a tircha. It's too involved on Shabbos. I have to go to the chacham. I have to sit down at his table. He has to ask me a couple of questions. I have to, you know, think about it. It's too much of a process, and it'll be too stressful. It's going to be a tircha on Shabbos. You can't do it because of tircha. Okay, now apply that reason to making an eder. Making an eder, there's no tircha involved, says the Birchas Yitzchak. If I say, I promise, look, I can do it right now. I promise. It took 8 seconds. Less than it took 1 second. Say, I promise I'm not going to do something. So to do a promise, there's no tircha involved. So he says, according to the reason why you can't undo a neder because of tircha, so making a neder would be okay. But the second reason why you can't undo a neder is because why? It's not Shabbos stick. It's mimtzu cheftzicha. v'daber daver. That your talk on Shabbos should not be about promises. Your talk on Shabbos should be focused on learning and zmiros, etc. It shouldn't be make them be dealing with promises. So that's why I'm not allowed to undo a promise, says the Birchas Yitzchak. According to that reason, you would not be allowed to make a promise as well, because you're still talking about promises on Shabbos. He brings one proof, and we'll end with this, from the Mishnah Berurah. He says,
you can't make a neder if a met came in and we go to on Monday.
Yeah, I think you wouldn't be allowed to make a neder at all on Shabbos. Because
all these appeals that we make.
Except it's a tzorach mitzvah, so then with tzorach mitzvah, maybe there's some heter. The appeals are tough, because the Ritva said, look at our appeals. We do appeals on Shabbos. So presumably you have to say that, well, maybe you're not really, it's not necessarily binding, or you're not necessarily giving it at that point. Maybe it's a tzorach mitzvah, so that there's separate heterim for that. But let's assume just a non-mitzvah promise. I'm going to go to my friend's house. I'll be there at 1 o'clock. According to this Birchas Yitzchak, according to the reason of Mimso Chavtzcha, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. And he brings a proof from a Mishnah Berurah that it's permitted, though. That even this is permitted. A pretty strong proof. Shulchan Aruch says like this, again, talking about undoing a nether, Shulchan Aruch has the same thing. He says, let's say a person makes a nether. He says, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Says Shulchan Aruch, you can't undo that, because oyvei, on Shabbos, you can't eat your cholent, now that's a big deal. So therefore, says Shulchan Aruch, you would be allowed to undo it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the case where you say, I promise I'm not going to eat? Says Mishnah Berurah, the case was where you said, I promise I'm not going to eat today. What does that mean? You see from the backhand, from the Mishnah Berurah, when was this neder made?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos. No?
And if not for the fact that the neder was not eating, it would be okay.
Correct. Well, if not for the fact that the neder... Right, well, you're right. Not eating is a separate issue, like you're, of course. But you see that clearly. Making a neder on Shabbos doesn't sound like it's usher. Says the Birchas Yitzchak, Avach v'maisa, it's mutter to make nedarim on Shabbos. You could promise your friend that you could be at his house at 1 o'clock. It doesn't seem like you have other problems. You have other issues. Make sure you're making nedarim for the proper reason. But if it's the proper reason, it sounds like it's fine on Shabbos.
Yeah.